Father, we thank you for this hour. Your people have been receptive. Your people have been believing, and you have been faithful to your word. Souls have been saved. Believers have been revived. The sick have been healed. Lord, I pray tonight will be an addition of everything we have got. Multiplication of everything we have got. And I pray, Lord, tonight, open the windows and the doors of heaven. Shower it again. Bring it again. Saturate every life with your miracle power. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Another melodious amen. God bless you. You can see that tonight, as we come to the final day of this GCK, we end with the message, the free, fresh, full possibilities of faith in Christ. We're looking at Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. As you believe, since you believe, when you believe, for whatsoever reason you are believing, all things will be possible in your life. We're looking at Mark 10, verse 27. It says, and Jesus, looking upon them, says, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. All things for all people at all times, and here tonight and online everywhere, with God all things are possible. There's one thing you need to do. With the dictionary in your heart. You know, there's dictionary at home, dictionary, online dictionary, everywhere, but there's a dictionary in your heart. Whenever you're, not when you're writing an exam or when you're studying, but when you think of life, there's a dictionary. That is impossible. That can't be done. I cannot have that. I'm not born in a place where I can have everything. And I live from hand to mouth. That dictionary in your mind, in your heart. That's one thing you do tonight. You cancel impossibility. Because now, in the dictionary of your heart, in the dictionary of your language, in the dictionary of your belief, now, with God, all things are possible. Tonight, as you cancel that word, impossibility, healing is for you tonight. Salvation for you tonight. Freedom for you tonight. Every chain in your heart, in your mind, on your legs, on your hand, on your brain, all the chains are taken away tonight in Jesus' name. Look at Mark chapter 11. Have you seen chapter 9, chapter 10, now chapter 11? 9, 10, 11. In Mark chapter 11, reading from verse 21, and Peter calling to remembrance says unto him, Master, behold the tree, the fig tree, which thou cursed, that was the day before, is withered away. Let me explain. When we were very young, I went to the farm a lot. Saturday, you know, when there was no school, I went to the farm. I saw when Daddy will cut down the tree, and the tree falls. All the leaves appear fresh. All the fruits, they appear fresh. It appears that we've not even done anything. It looks as if all these things we saw before the tree was cut down, everything was still like that. But the second day or the following week, when we came, all the leaves dry up, all the branches dry up. What am I saying? Jesus spoke the word the previous day. That word cut down that tree, but it appeared fresh. And when he came back the following day, Peter said, look at this, everything dried up. I said, everything dried up. The word is the sword of the spirit. The word is that sword that cuts down the tree of sickness from your life. The word is that sword that cuts up the tree of disease in your life, of demon torment in your life, of demon possession in your life. When that word, the sword, when it cuts it down, as you look at it, that minute, it might still appear fresh, might appear, it's still there, but it's cut down. Your sickness is cut down. You might still be feeling as if anything happened, something has happened, because the sword, the word, has cut down that tree. By the time you get up, by the time you check up, by the time you take a step, miracle. Fresh miracle. Good miracle. That's what you are looking at tonight in verse 22. And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God tonight. Have faith in God tomorrow. Have faith in God. Every day of your life, have faith in God. Every tree that God has not planted, have faith in God. Every tree will be cut down. Look at verse 23. In verse 23, because for verily I say unto you that whatsoever ye shall say, and if you say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which thou sayest shall come to pass, ye shall have. Ye shall have. Ye shall have whatsoever you say. And tonight you say, sickness, get out of me here. Done. Sin, get out. I don't want you anymore. Done. Savior, Lord, come in. Done. Tonight, whatsoever you say will be done here tonight. You carry miracle, go back home. So I'm inviting you, my son, my daughter, my brother, my sister, papa, mama, carry, go. Miracle, carry, go. Healing, say it now. Forgiveness and the joy of the Lord. It is just tonight. Look at verse 24. In verse 24, it says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Tonight I have. Tonight I have. Tonight you have. Why? Because of faith. I'm talking on the free, fresh, and full possibilities of faith in Christ. That word faith, look at it. F, foundation of freedom and fullness. Faith is the foundation, is the fountain, is the source, is the reason why he gives us freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, freedom from satanic affliction, and he gives us the fullness of the blessing of God. That's what you have tonight. In that faith is assurance of acceptance after asking. I ask and I have the assurance. That assurance, that's faith. And it is the faith you have, the assurance you have, that you are accepted. Whosoever shall come unto him, he will in no wise reject. Assurance of acceptance after asking. Imputation and impartation because of intercession. By his intercession, he's praying for you. You are not the only one praying. You are praying and he is praying for you. Amen. You know, sometimes you pray and it appears your prayer is zero. You don't feel what you like to feel. You don't feel as energetic, as fervent as you wanted to feel. And you say, look at my prayer. My prayer is zero. But who is praying for you now? I said, who is praying for you? His prayer stands like one. And your prayer, if you say your prayer is zero, put that zero beside his prayer, one. When you have one and then zero, what's that? If two people are praying, you don't feel like you like to feel, like jumping, like running. You don't feel like, you know, there's inner strength. Okay, two of you, you agree together in prayer. His prayer looks like zero. The other fellow, his prayer looks like zero. And Jesus joins his own intercession. And you're both one. One, zero, zero. What's that? 100% your prayer answered tonight. And then she talks about our trust. Trust is faith. I trust in him. I lean on him. I depend on him. Trust his truth for transformation. And that's how faith works, because faith trusts him. And you lean on him. Every bad thing in your life, he will turn to good. No more sinfulness and no more waywardness, because faith is trust in his truth that brings transformation. Age, healing, and holiness by his help. Help has come for you. I said, help has come for you. Once you understand this is faith and this is what it does, you will be rejoicing for the rest of your life. Look at F there. F, we're looking at F, and it's the foundation of freedom and fullness. Look at John chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 30. Verse 30, it says, as he spake these words, many believed on him. As you are hearing the word of God, and say, I believe, I believe. As you are hearing the word of God, I trust him. He will do what he has said, he will do. As he spake, he didn't even wait while he was still speaking. He was saying, I believe my sins will be forgiven. He is the forgiver. I believe my soul will be saved. He is the savior. I believe my body will be healed because he is the healer. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Look at verse 31. In verse 31, then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If you believe, you keep on believing, keep on believing, you'll be a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ. You will be a beneficiary. You will benefit from what Christ has come to do. You benefit in his favor, in his mercy, in his grace, you benefit in the forgiveness and the freedom that he has brought. If ye believe, they have believed already, and they keep on believing. Then it says in verse 32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Am I free tonight? Are you free tonight? When you are free, your chains are broken. When you are free, all the things that tied you to the past. What's in the past? What's coming from the past? Guilt, condemnation. When somebody is not free, is tied by the pole, at the pole. At that pole, that's the remembrance of every sin you have committed, every lie you have told, every evil you have done, every wickedness you have demonstrated. You are tied to the past. You are tied to the pole. But Christ comes. He comes to break what ties you. The rope, the chain, the shackle, the fetters that tied you to the past. And now I am free. And now you are free. Christ is the only one. You trust him and believe in him, and all the things that tied you to past condemnation and to the past kind of punishment, everything is now broken. And I'm looking at you now, you're free. Look at verse 36. In verse 36, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Shout a good amen. There is the freedom. There is the fullness. In Ephesians chapter 3, and we're looking at verse 17, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, it says, may be able, inability is taken away from you. I said inability is taken away from you. Now, that ye may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is that? What are the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of what? Verse 19, it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth understanding, that ye might be, tell me, filled. You're filled tonight. No emptiness in your life anymore. And it says you are filled with all the fullness of God. How does that come? Faith in Christ as the foundation now makes you to be filled with all the fullness of God. Now verse 20 says, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, it says, according to the power that worketh in us, in you. Now, when you have tumor and the doctor wants to take the tumor away, where does he work? Where does the doctor operate? In you. I said in you. And Christ comes tonight. The power that melts tumors away will work inside you. The power that melts fibroid away will work in you. The power that gets that cancer extracted neatly away, that power will work in you. inside your bone, inside your joints, there are some ligaments, or you know, whatever people call it, is steel. And the hand is just like that. I say, stretch out your hand. Pastor, the thing is stiff. That stiffness, the power of Christ will walk inside there tonight. Yeah. And when I say stretch out that hand, you stretch it out, because now the power of Christ will walk in you. And you have, number one, you have freedom. Number two, you have the fullness. I have the fullness tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 2, reading from verse 19, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that anyone that names the name of the Lord will depart from iniquity. That's the foundation. When you have faith in the Lord, believe ye the gospel, believe ye the good news, and it says repent, and then you believe. And with that repentance, that's the foundation and the faith. Tonight, freedom for you. Tonight, fullness for you. Faith begins with that F. And faith is the foundation of everything we have, everything we get from the Lord. The next letter there is A in faith. And it is assurance of acceptance after asking. And you see that as faith? And it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, ask. That's what it says. And it shall be given you. Amen. Seek. And ye shall find. Amen. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. Look at this word. Ask begins with A. Seek, S. Knock, K. A, S, K. What's that? Ask is telling us all you need to do tonight, all I need to do on your behalf, is ask. It will be given. It's seek and you will find. It's knock at the door of the mercy of God, and the door will be open. And when we ask and seek and knock, everything comes back to ask. Praise the Lord. Tonight there is assurance of acceptance after asking. Look at verse 8. In verse 8, it says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The door is open for you today. And as the door of heaven is open for you, miracles will come down. The door of heaven does not send sickness, it sends healing. The door of heaven does not send punishment, door of heaven, it sends deliverance and total freedom from that infirmity, and from that guilt, and from that condemnation that you have. The doors of heaven will open for you tonight. Look at verse 11. In verse 11, it says, if ye then, being evil, I mean the descendants of Adam and Eve, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things? Give good things. What's he going to give you tonight? Salvation, that's a good thing. Healing, that's a good thing. Deliverance, that's a good thing. Freedom, that is a good thing. Meeting all your needs, providing for you. Prosperity, that's a good thing. And tonight is the night you have. I have. John chapter 14, verse 13. In John chapter 14, Verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask, remember, assurance of acceptance after asking, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. Will he do it tonight? On my right hand side there, you are asking. Once you open your mouth, the blessing will come upon you. Here in my front, once you declare, Lord, look at me here on the wheelchair, I want to rise, immediately you will rise. On that side, Lord, I'm blind, and somebody has to, you know, point this to me, I have to be led. And once you say, Lord, I ask, open my eyes, immediately those blind eyes will open. Forgiveness, you carry a heavy load like a heavy stone on your heart. The guilt, the condemnation. I feel guilt everywhere. That's why I cannot smile. I cannot be, you know, happy because of the load of guilt and condemnation I have. And you say, Lord, forgive me and set me free. The moment you ask, forgiveness will come from heaven. Because whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, if ye shall ask, that's it, that's all we do. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I will do it. That is what gives us assurance of acceptance. He accepts your plea. He accepts your person. He accepts your petition. And he says, just ask. And whatsoever you're asking, he will do it. That gives us assurance, and that gives us what we are asking for. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. This is the assurance that we have in him, that if we ask anything, healing, salvation, freedom, forgiveness, conquering power, victory, if he has anything, that he says according to his will. What's his will? Your happiness. What's his will? Your forgiveness. What's his will? Your healing. And as we ask, according to his will, he heareth us. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, and if we know, that's assurance, we have assurance of acceptance after asking. He says, and if ye know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, there's no limitation. All the needs of your soul, all the needs of your heart, all the needs of your body, all the needs of your family, if we ask whatsoever we ask, we have, because the petition that we desired is given unto us. F is the foundation. Faith is that foundation. A is the acceptance, the assurance of acceptance as we ask. I, in that word faith, I is imputation and impartation by his intercession. You know, he didn't just say, okay, that the provision, that the healing, that the freedom, and that is the total fullness of what I have for you. He went to heaven and he's making intercession. And he's saying, Father, I died for him so he can have forgiveness. While you are praying here, he's also praying, interceding for you. I died for that sick one, just, you know, middle age, and Father, I don't want him to die now, and thank God you will not die now. And even if you are beyond 70, 75, and you say, I still have some things to do. My eyes are now open. I need to do this. I need to do this that has not been done. And you say, Lord, can you give me more years? I say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. And Jesus is praying for you. And Jesus says, give him 15 more years. Congratulations. I say congratulations. Satan thought your time is up. And so he brought the infirmity, the sickness, the cancer. Because, you know, Satan is not interested in vision, in dream. Satan is not interested in success. All he's interested in, let him suffer, let him die. And while you're suffering sickness, say, Jesus, I don't want to die now. I want to do that. And Jesus, who gave that vision, who gave that dream, is interested. He said, Father, can we give him 15 more years? How about 20? And the father said, the father always says yes to Jesus. On your behalf, he has said yes. And because of that yes, there is imputation and impartation because of his intercession. Look at this in Romans chapter 4. And I'm reading from verse 19. It says, and not being weak in faith, is the faith that brings the imputation. It's the faith that brings the impartation. It says, he considered not his own body now dead. That dead body will come alive. Those dead nerves will come alive. And the dead thing in your body, everything will come alive in Jesus' name. Now, if you have good feet, alive and active and walking, but you have dead nerves in your eyes and at the back, you have what is called macula. And because of the dead nerves and the retina, everything that is not seen well there, your leg, although your legs are all right, your hands all right, your heart even all right, that other dead part will be slowing you down. But today, every dead area of your life, of your body, everything comes alive tonight in Jesus' name. He considered not his body now dead. And then it says, when he was about 100 years old, and it says, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You understand, in that family, dead plus deadness. The husband's body, Abraham, dead. Sarah's womb, deadness of the body, double death. There will be divine power that will make the double deadness wash it away from your body tonight. Then when you get home, you say, my wife, everything came alive in my body today. I am healed. And then, madam, sister, mother will say, you say so, me too, the deadness in my limb, the deadness in my joint, in my knee, it also went away. Husband and wife will receive miracle. Son, daughter, together, you receive miracle. Brother, junior, sister, you receive miracle. As he gets it, you get it. And then they say, as you are healed, you know my language, I don't say if you are healed, I say as you are healed. Say amen. Come out here on our side here so that our leaders can interview you. Husband, as you are coming, as you look back like that, your wife is also coming for testimony. Because your body will come alive. And then he tells us in verse 20, it says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Husband and wife, giving glory to God. Son and daughter, giving glory to God. Brother and sister, giving glory to God. Amen. Verse 21. In verse 21, I'm being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Verse 22, in verse 22, therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. The faith imputed to him for righteousness. When it's imputed to you, what you didn't have before, you will have. Forgiveness, you will have. Freedom, you will have. Imputed, it is to your account tonight. And you get the alert when we say the final amen. But already it's imputed. It's in your account. Forgiveness, already in your account. Freedom, already in your account. Salvation, already in your account. Healing, already in your account. And miracle, already in your account. And when we stand up and we say in Jesus' name, and all this crowd, they say amen for you, that latch will come. Look at my waist, it was paining me. A latch comes and there is no pain. My brain, if I try to walk, my eyes will be turning and turning like this. And once we say, in Jesus' name, the alert will come, and that alert of amen, your brain will cool down. Because it is imputed and also imparted. Look at verse 23. It says, now it was not reaching for his sake alone that it was imputed unto him. Look at verse 24. In verse 24 it says, but for us also, for me also, say for me also, brother, sister, father, mother, for us also. The preacher and the people sitting there connected together by faith, imputed for us also. For us also. What I believe here, you believe there. What I send out from here, you receive it over there. The power, the strength, the authority that gives us that salvation, that freedom, imputed unto us also. It says, for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. His death brings life unto you. His sacrifice brings salvation unto you. His agony brings the acceptance unto you. And tonight, as you believe and you accept, righteousness will be imputed unto you. Righteousness will come into your account. And then you'll get the alert. There'll be peace of mind. There'll be joy in your salvation. There'll be victory and triumph over every bad thing, every evil sin that ever came in your life. Look at Romans chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 11. Romans chapter 1, verse 11. It says, for I long, I desire, I'm passionate, I'm driven, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you. And if Paul the apostle was so eager, was so passionate and was longing to impart unto them about Christ our Savior, about Christ our Lord, about Christ, that all in all he imputes righteousness unto us, he imparts strength and healing and miracle unto every one of us. And then it says to impart some spiritual gift to the end ye may be established. Imputation, impartation, because of his intercession, that is going to establish you in strength. Hebrews chapter 7, reading from verse 25. Hebrews 7, verse 25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. To make intercession for them, ever liveth. Every time as we've been here on this crusade field, God, Christ, they have attention on you. He knows what you are hearing. He knows what you desire. And Christ ever liveth, making intercession for you. That's why you are going to have tonight imputation, righteousness, redemption will come into your account. Impartation of healing, of strength, of power. Impartation will come upon your life. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. T is for trust. Trust is truth for transformation. And that's faith. That's how we get the transformation. You trust him. When you trust somebody, it says, I'll be with you at this time. That's why you are waiting. And when that time comes, your ears are open and you have a knock at the door. He has come. He has come. Because I trust him. What he said, he will do. He has done. And that's what we have in Christ. He says, I will come and heal him. I trust him. He cannot fail. He said, yes, I will. I will heal him. I trust him. That's the faith in the trust, in the truth for transformation. For transformation. If you want the healing will come. If you want the deliverance will come. Something, you know, I heard of a preacher. This actually happened. Many people were getting healed and getting healed. And this preacher, I could even tell you the name. I knew him very well. And we even, you know, sat on the same table. And we shared notes together. Mighty man of God. And many people were getting healed. And this fellow had, I think it was, leg problem, and was on the wheelchair. And the minister, when everybody was giving testimony, the minister went to him and said, can I lay hands on you? You will get well. The man said, no. I don't want healing. You think, how is it that he didn't want healing? Don't lay hands on me. I don't want to get up from the wheelchair. Why? Because in that country, when they're lame or paralyzed, they have an advantage. They collect regular money from their government. Because they are impaired, the blind, they collect regular money because their government makes that kind of provision. Because they are sick, because they are down, They give them all those monetary advantages. And if the preacher prayed for that man and he got well, he will lose what he had been gaining from that paralysis. That's why he said, I keep my paralysis so I can keep on getting the money from the government. But here in Nigeria, does the government pay you for being on the wheelchair? Because you are blind and you couldn't see the chalkboard, and when they are teaching, does the government give you a certificate because you are blind and you couldn't see? Here, if you don't work, you don't eat. Over there, if you don't work, you have allowance. There's no allowance here. That's why when that healing comes tonight, you grab it. And I am going to pray for you. Like that, my friend minister overseas, like he prayed for the people, I know you want healing. You want deliverance. You're not holding on to your sickness because you want an advantage from that sickness. You want government pay. The system does not work here. Everyone here wants healing. I said everyone here wants healing. You want to, you know, look at me and, you know, I stand, I walk. You want to have what I have. The imputation I have, the impartation I have, like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter. I pass it on to you. Healing. Deliverance. Your trust in his truth for transformation. Hey, look at the word of God. It tells us in Hebrews chapter 2. And I'm reading from verse 13. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God has given me. I am the children, Christ. The health he has, all his disciples, all his followers, all his children will have in Jesus' name. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, it says, for as much then that the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, so that through death, the death he died on the cross, he might destroy him that had the power of death. And then it says, that is the devil. The power of the devil broken out of your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, and deliver them, all of them, and deliver me, and deliver me, and deliver you, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject unto bondage. No bondage anymore. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, trust is truth for transformation. It says in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Transform. Transform by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that you are saved, you are sound, you are strong. It will happen. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, who has delivered us. That's us, but me. Who has delivered me? Somebody is in the prison, and somebody outside, a relative, had compassion, had mercy, and they were working and working on his deliverance. And he was, you know, in the prison. When he was out, he didn't have any job to do. He didn't have any food to eat. Even the clothes he was wearing has been on and on for a long time. And now he was in the prison. And the people who are running around and making sure that they get him out of the prison, they went to court, they settled everything, is now delivered from the prison. They take that paper in the hand and they go to the prison and they say, "Friend, you're free. Look at paper. You're delivered." He said, "Hold on. Why did you take all that trouble? Over here, I'm eating free fruit. Over here, I have a bed to lie on. Over here, I have the clothes to wear. You people, you went to take that paper. Hold on. Let me think about it." I say tonight, you are delivered out of the prison. Are you telling me, "Pastor, hold on. I want to think about it"? There's nothing to think about today. You are translated out of that prison in Jesus' name. Satan imprisoned you with guilt, with condemnation. Satan imprisoned you with infirmity and sickness. And now God looked at your case, and Christ, our advocate, our lawyer, he pleaded for your case. And now he has sent your deliverance. He has sent your liberty certificate. And he says, "I shall come and give it to you." That you are delivered. That you are set free. And I bring it to you, and you say, "Pastor, I understand. Thank you very much. Let me think about it." Like Pharaoh, Moses said, "All these frogs troubling you, tormenting you in your chambers, on your bed, in the kitchen, everywhere." Moses said, "When do you want me to pray that all these frogs will leave you?" And Pharaoh said, "Tomorrow. Tomorrow. When do you want your own deliverance?" We will not be like Pharaoh, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Into the kingdom of his dear son. You are taken away from the kingdom of darkness. And you come, you are translated into the kingdom of Christ tonight. Amen. We're coming to H. H is health and holiness through his help. Healing through his help. Holiness through his help. It will happen. To you today, healing has now come. Look at Luke chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 38. "And he arose out of the synagogue, and he entered into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her." Look at verse 39. In verse 39, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever. Hold on. Rebuked the fever. Now, look at a table. If you stand by that table and say, "Table, I rebuke you, get out of there." Does the table have ears to hear? The table will remain there. You go to another place and they put, walking stick there. And somebody is holding to that walking stick. And you say, "Stick, I rebuke you, get out from there." Will the walking stick bulge? Tell me now. No. But the voice of Jesus is heard by fever. Fever. There's a spirit behind that fever. And when Jesus comes and he says, "Fever, I rebuke you," that fever can hear. The table may not hear, the chair may not hear, and the walking stick may not hear. But when Christ, when he challenges that fever, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever. When somebody has cancer and Christ rebukes that cancer, cancer will hear the rebuke of Christ. Amen. When somebody has ulcer, now you may not be able to speak to ulcer. All you do, you take much milk, you take much water, you take whatever that whitish thing, swallow it, and then you have a little relief because you cannot speak to that ulcer. But Jesus speaks to fever, and he speaks to cancer, and he speaks to ulcer. And they all hear his voice. He speaks to the ocean. He speaks to the stormy sea. Now, we don't go and speak to the river. We don't go and speak to the ocean. But Jesus is different. When he speaks to the ocean will become in Jesus' name. Your brain is hot, almost bringing out hot vapor, and the thing is running here and there. We don't speak to those cells or neutrons, but Christ speaks to that brain. It will calm down, cool down immediately. There's a swelling there, and you rub it, you press it, but you don't speak to it. But Christ Jesus, he speaks to that swelling. The swelling will hear the voice of Christ. That thing will go out from there. Amen. Amen. When somebody has bad habits, the habit is there. You slap yourself, you roll on the ground, you do this and that. You don't speak to that bad habit, but Jesus is different. He speaks to the bad habit in your life. Bad habit will flee away. They all hear the voice of the Son of God. And so he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Look at verse 40. In verse 40 it says, "Now when the sun was setting," it says, "all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on everyone and every one of them and healed them." And healed them. And healed them. Even people ordinarily, when something happens that they know A man has not done that. A woman has not done that. They say that the hand of God. It's invisible, but they know that is the hand of God. And the hand of Christ, where you are tonight, invisible, you will know by the healing, you will know by the holiness, you will know by the change and transformation of your life. This is the hand of Christ. That hand will touch you tonight. That hand will remove your guilt and condemnation. That hand will bring peace in your heart, in your life tonight. It is the hand of Christ. He laid hands on them and they were healed. I am healed. I am strong. I said I am strong. Everything, the health, the holiness, they all come by his help. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, we're reading from verse 16. You have help right now. It says, let us therefore come boldly, assuredly. Let us all come earnestly. Let us come unto him boldly. Let's come unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And look at that. Mercy for you tonight. Mercy for you today. It says we come that we may obtain mercy and find grace, and find salvation, and find forgiveness, and find freedom, and find healing, and find soundness, soundness of body. And let us come so that we can find grace and healing and forgiveness. And it says grace to help in the time of need. In the time of need. You are finding help right now. Forgiveness right now. Salvation right now. Freedom from those bad, evil, sinful habits right now in Jesus' name. I will find help. Say it aloud, I will find help. It has come. It's bowed and eyes closed. It's bowed and eyes closed. You want to have the foundation of the fullness of God by faith. Just raise up your hand. You want to find assurance of acceptance as we ask. Just raise up your hand. You want to find that impartation by his intercession. Raise up your hand. You are trusting the Lord now. You are trusting his truth and truthfulness for transformation of life. Raise up your hand. You want to find that healing, that holiness, that new life through his help. Just raise up your hand. It's the final day, and this is your day, and this is your privilege and opportunity. Raise up that hand. God bless you there. God has blessed you already. If you are raising up your hand, since you are raising up your hand, just stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, and stand up for Jesus. Stand up for his salvation. Stand up for his freedom. Stand up for his redemption. You are raising up your hand anywhere at the Alpha location, here online, on the radio, on the television. You are raising up your hand so you can have this impartation of the forgiveness and the freedom in your heart, in your life. And then when we say the final amen, you have the alert. Peace has come. Salvation has come. Stand up there. As you are standing up here, there, tell the Lord, I come to you. From my shame, I come. From my sorrow of heart, I come. From my sinfulness, I come. From the degradation of the things I've done. Lord, I come to thee. Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast off. He has accepted you. That's faith, assurance of acceptance, because we ask. I'm praying for you now, and you are prayed too. And remember, Jesus is also praying for you. He is the intercessor. When you join your weak prayer, zero prayer to him that has integrity, and that integral one, you join zero to that, that becomes 10, that becomes 100, that becomes 1,000, because we trust him. We trust his intercession. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name, that everyone that comes to Christ tonight, you receive them, you accept them, and you give them your forgiveness, your freedom, your salvation. In Jesus' name, save them, Lord, and give them the assurance their request for salvation and freedom has now been granted them. No more guilt, no more condemnation, no more evil habit. Now they are in Christ, they are new creatures in Christ. Confirm the salvation in every heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Another good, assuring amen. It is done. I can't tell us that there, our officiating minister tonight will come and lead us in this counseling time. After that, we'll come back and you're going to have all the miracle you desire in Jesus' name.
Congratulations. You have just given your life to Christ. We welcome you to the family of God. If you are watching online and you gave your life to Christ after the pastor's message this evening, there is a link, gckhq.org/connect, below your player. Please visit it, fill out the form, so we can assist you further in your new work with Christ. Also, if you are listening via radio or television and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. I take it again. +234 915 444 9263. Please don't forget also, you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ since Thursday and up until this moment. Be reminded there will be a special believers banquet for all those who gave their life to Christ during the crusade on Sunday, 3rd August 2025, in all our churches globally. More details about this will be sent to you. Our pastor will be delighted to have you join this special banquet. Thanks. Please fill out the form very legibly, preferably in capital letters, and after that, return it back to them, because the convener is still coming to pray miracle prayer for everyone, and it will be great. you will catch your miracle. And those of you here, same is applicable to you. Be part of that banquet on the 3rd of August, 2025. Us the covenant will be praying for all of you here, whatever your problem, whatever the challenge you have, at the mention of Jesus, every problem will bow.
Amen. Impartation upon your life. I mean, imputation. This is for your account already. Christ provided healing for you, deliverance for you, miracle for you. And when you hear the final amen, that's the alert. Check up. You've got it already. You lay one hand where you have a challenge. Resolve the other hand. Your miracle is guaranteed. We're ready to pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for everyone, every brother, every sister, every man, every woman, young or old. I pray impartation of healing, impartation of deliverance, impartation of miracle in every life right now in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe, the hand of the Lord is touching you right now. The healing of the Lord is coming to you right now. Receive in Jesus' name. Madness and sanity, demons, I command you there, come out in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes, those dead nerves, and all the things, whatever, put a covering, a bandage on your eyes, you have not been seeing well. Receive your sight in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and those who are dumb, the hand of the Lord is upon you. Those deaf ears, be opened and hear well in Jesus' name. Dumb tongues, be loosed and hear very well in Jesus' name. All the scratches in the body, all the disease of your skin, all the leprosy on your skin, the hand of the Lord cleanses you now, heals you now, and all the skin disease with leprosy, everything gone in Jesus' name. I pray for those who have any swelling on the neck, goiter, swelling in the legs, elephantiasis, swelling on the inside, tumor or fibroid, swelling any part of the body, Lord, in your love and mercy, touch them right now. Swelling, come out in Jesus' name. The pile be healed in Jesus' name. Problem of the appendix, be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, you are healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, you are healed in Jesus' name. blood clotting in your body, and the heart is not able to freely send blood everywhere, be healed in Jesus' name. HIV/AIDS, be healed in Jesus' name. Sickle cell pain, come out in Jesus' name. And those who have limitation, standing up or sitting down, or one leg shorter than the other, or the bones are broken, or maybe the bones are not even there, miracle upon you now. You rise up and walk in Jesus' name. And the Lord, by His power, strength, His healing, will raise you up from that wheelchair. But take the crutches away from your hand and your feet and your legs and your bones and every part, hands and feet. Receive miracle healing in Jesus' name. Those who are barren, as you go back home, conceive. Have your own miracle baby. And next time when we come, you'll come with that miracle baby. I pray, Lord, those who are poor, they're living from hand to mouth, provision for them. Everyone, everybody must receive something definite. A great miracle, a great deliverance, a great healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. Receive your own in Jesus' name. It's there. You got the alert now. Check up yourself. It's done already.